Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX today in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on. Today is Friday, August 8th, 2008. Today we're going to look at, and I realize we're belaboring a point here, but inventory. Yeah, inventory is far and above the biggest story of our market for 2008. And usually when a market experiences some types of inventory issues, you're talking about a surplus of inventory and kind of a softer market. And that's really not what we have in San Carlos. We have really the exact opposite in terms of surplus of inventory. We actually have a lack of inventory. As of the date of this podcast, there's only 44 active single-family residences in San Carlos, which is an all-time low for 2008. And keep in mind, 2008 has been a year all along, with the exception of really May and half of June, where we have had serious inventory problems. And if you're a buyer that is trying to look in this market right now, it is incredibly difficult. If you look on the active list right now, there's a lot of homes that have kind of been sitting for a while, and a lot of those homes were maybe priced too high to begin with, or have some other issues while they're still sitting. Other homes have come on, and they seem to go just as quickly. And again, only 44 single-family residences. And if you're a buyer in this market, the frustration has reached a boiling point, as a few of my buyers have told me. They kept thinking that as summer would come on here and we kind of move towards September, more stuff would be coming on, and hopefully that's going to be the case. But I will tell you that it is an issue. I work obviously with quite a few buyers who are looking in San Carlos right now, and we have all their names printed on a board in our office, and we're trying to match them up with properties every morning. And when nothing new is coming on and properties are only being subtracted, it's a very difficult task, and creates a lot of anxiety, unfortunately, on the part of buyers, which I completely understand. And we're hopeful that we will get some more inventory on the market. Again, we should see a few more things pop on here as we get closer to September. So with all that being said, the next logical question would be, what does the low inventory mean for our market analysis through August? And you know, it's funny, I had a gentleman probably sometime in late May email me saying that, you know, he and his wife were considering San Carlos, and they just weren't as optimistic that San Carlos property values were going to hold, and he wanted to get my thoughts on that. And I told him quite simply that June, July, and August would be telling months. If you look at May, again, was kind of when the property spiked to an inventory high for this year, which was 71. And at that point, right at the beginning of summer, you know, kind of the analysis was that June, July, and August would be very telling. If those properties sat, the inventory didn't really drop a whole bunch, you had massive price reductions, then perhaps San Carlos was experiencing a few cracks in the foundation of what's been a fairly healthy real estate market, and certainly extremely healthy compared by national standards and even what has gone on in some of the other parts of the Bay Area. And if you look at that, our properties have, you know, over summer dropped to an all-time inventory low, even lower than they were in early January. We're at 44. There are some price reductions out there, but again, I think myself and probably some other realtors in St. Carlos would agree that some of those properties were obviously too high to begin with. And again, I still hold that property goes on priced where it should be priced. People not being completely greedy with it usually goes right away. There are enough buyers out there to support that conclusion right now. So now that we've looked at the inventory and how that's affecting the market, let's take a quick look at those homes that have been price reduced in San Carlos. And again, San Carlos with 44 active properties, 13 of those have seen some type of price reduction. If you kind of narrow down the days on the market, the average days on the market for those 13 homes is 88 days. So again, if your home's been on longer than, I would say, at least 45 to 60 days, obviously some type of price reduction is probably necessary. So they were obviously doing the right thing there. It's also interesting to note that of the 13 properties that have had a price reduction in San Carlos, only one has fallen in the White Oaks, Howard Park area, which would again seem to indicate, as an earlier blog post pointed out, that those kind of areas have continue to have the bullseye on them, and properties tend to move fairly quickly and a lot closer to a list price, and in some cases over list price in those two areas. So 13 of the 44 active properties have had some type of price reduction on them. You're talking just about 29% of all properties having some type of reduction. And in any normal, healthy market, that's about what you're going to see anyway. It's just we have been on a high here for so long in the last 10 years. Any type of price reduction was seen as some type of crack in the market. And certainly, we're not in the market that we were 3, 4, 5 years ago. But to only have 29% of the properties have some type of reduction, and again, those houses were obviously a little high to begin with, and some have been on the market a very long time and not selling for one reason or another. Again, I think it's looking at the price reduction versus low inventory versus coming down from a high from 71 homes in May and still having a very strong market here in summer, and get attest to the fact that there are many buyers looking at San Carlos right now and are just simply extremely frustrated. I think it's pretty tough to say that the San Carlos market is headed south. If anything, it may be headed the other direction. But again, I thought June, July, and August would be some very telling months. We will get a little bit of a spike in September, most likely with inventory. Properties will move. We will go most likely to radio silence in November and December, as we seasonally do and have done in the past. So I think it's fairly safe to say that through 2008, things will be a very stable market. Again, now we're almost a year past the implosion over at Countrywide and what kicked off the whole market downturn, and now if you kind of think that we're going to be stable through the rest of 2008, at that point we'll be about 16 months to 18 months beyond when the housing crisis really first started. So if we're solid through that, I think there's a pretty good indication that we may get out of this thing just fine. And that will conclude this week's podcast. Appreciate everyone logging on. We'll talk to you next week. Take care.